Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Kinyan Arba Minim. And we started off, we saw the big chiddush of the Machane Ephraim, who says that since according to the Rambam, Kinyan D'oraisa, Kinyan D'rabban is not effective for D'oraisa, meaning that we see he passes that a cotton, even though it's hakna, is a good hakna midrabban, and it doesn't help for the mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, a makadish isha with a chayfet said he was only koneh kin d'rabban, it's not makadish d'oraisa. He showed him machlokas rishonim b'chamim mekomos, and then he said that you're koneh the esrig without money. You only pay after yond if it's no good, because not lachem. We need lachem d'oraisa, you have to make a kinyan d'oraisa with mos, and it's not good just to do the kinyan d'rabbanan of Meshicha. That was how we started the previous shir, and we want to be miyashev the minog, not necessarily to give the mos before yantif. So we have a stira on the Rambam. The Machane Ephraim is ready, omed in the stira. Linyan lula of the Rambam paskins that since the katan is not makam in midin Torah, since a cotton is not makne midin Torah, the gadol is not yotze biyom tov rishon, because kinyan d'rabban is not effective for d'oraisa. However, with respect to me'ilah, the Rambam paskins in Perek Vov halacha dalet of ilchos me'ilah shehamashil kardom shel hekdesh ma'al, if a person lends a shovel of hekdesh, he's moel. And then the chaver mutal of kol b'lechatchila, now is already yotzei l'chulin, and then his friend is allowed to use it l'chatchila. So we see that even though the shoel was only kona midirabonon, that they were metakin mishicha b'shomrim, nevertheless the me'ila is d'oraisa. So the second he gives it to him and he's kona it for a she'ila, it's me'ila m'd'oraisa. It's only kinderabonon, and the Rambam holds kinderabonon is not good for d'oraisa. So how is it me'ila m'd'oraisa? The answer is the Machane Ephraim that Gabi Meilo Kol Sheutziu Merishus LeRishus Afilu BeKinyan DeRabbanan Arei Yotze Merishus Hekdesh. If you take it from Rishus to Rishus, even BeKinyan DeRabbanan, it's out of Rishus Hekdesh, and therefore Meilo is different than normally. Kinyan DeRabbanan is not good for Daraisa, but here it is because he took it out of Rishus Hekdesh, even BeKinyan DeRabbanan. What's Pshat in the Chiluk? That even if Kinyan DeRabbanan is not effective for Daraisa, that's only Lilian Balus BeEtzem. That min haTorah, it's not his, be'etzem, it's not called lachem. But when the discussion is, befa'al, even midoraisa, we consider it that it's yotzei mirishus l'rishus. So me'ila, where the koveya is the chalois hoitzah me'hekdesh befa'al, even hoitzah midrabbanan, it's considered yotzei midoraisa, because there we look at the befa'al, practically what's happening. Because so the Torah said, to listen to the chamim, and they said that Meshicha is kone. So lian hanagama asit, even min haTorah, hachevetz avar lirshut acheret. Avar, kshenachem medabrim, ala ba'alut be'etzem. We're talking about owning it. Essentially, really, it belonging to you. There we say that min haTorah, the bailus wasn't mishtane. And therefore, linyan lulav, where you need lochem, it doesn't help to make a kinyan midrabanan. So it's muchach that the Machane Ephraim learns that the din lachem is not only a geder, but often hanatila, that the lakicha should be lakichas adam es shalo, but rather it is a din bifnei atzmo, that we require that the minim should belong to him, because if it's mashu b'tziyuti, so you're taking yours, lamaisa ba'an haga b'fo'al, it's yours. But no, you need that be'etzim, it should be yours. This would seem to be a machlokas rishonim. The Rashbam in Bava Basra Kuflam and Zion learns that lulav that's acquired to a person kinyan peres bilvad, in other words, it's his linyan shimush bo lemitzus netila, that's called lachem. That's called lachem, even if you have a kinyan peres, that's enough. But others hold it's not. So lachora, the machlokas is lachem a din b'minim that they should be his, or is it a geder b'netila that it should be lakichas lachem? And according to that, according to the second side, even if it's not yours, bad, it's himself, a bailus island and a tila, it's yours. It's natila shelo. You don't need bailus batsim, but the Machane Ephraim learns, no, you need bailus batsim. not just Sivin Hanatila, but it has to be yours, Batsim. That was parenthetical. So this chiluk, that a kinyan derabbanon is effective for daraisa, linyan bailus befoal, and not linyan bailus beetzem, is a chiluk klali beiger hanidon shall get their dinim midrabbanon beashbosam kapik daraisa. B'siyata d'shmaya, we've had shiur and we've discussed the Mashashba of Dinim Durabonan and Dinim Duraisa. So this inyan of Bailus Befoal, as opposed to Bailus Be'etzem, is a chiluk klali in this discussion, in this topic, in this issue of the gather of Dinim Durabonan, Mashbosim Klapi Duraisa, because it's a big yisod of Reb Shimon and the Shari Yosher. Shari Aleph, O Zion, look also in the Kovetz Aris, Ches Tesvav, that is Surei Torah. Are Esurei Cheftza and Esurei Durabanan and Esurei Gavr, in other words, Mitzad, that a person's chayiv to listen to the Chachamim, it's Asur, but it's not an Isur Be'etzim. When the rabbis say that a food's not kosher, it's not that it's the food is essentially, the Cheftza of the food is not kosher, but rather the fact that you're not listening to them is what's not kosher. So that's Esurei Gavr, whereas when the Torah says it's not kosher, the Cheftza of the food isn't kosher. And this Yisod explains numerous halachas in Inyanim. L'dugma, the Nesivis learns that if a person is over Nisr Rabbanim Bishkaga, he doesn't require a kapara, and his reason is because the Isser is Hamra'al Pim. But if he does an Nisr Rabbanim Bishogeg, that he's not rebelling against the rabbis. This is to rebel against the rabbis. That's the Isser Rabbanim. So if you're doing it Bishogeg, doing the Isser Bishogeg, you're not rebelling against the rabbis. Because Yibachal didn't know you were doing the Isser, so therefore, Isser Rabbanim, don't require kapara, because he didn't do an Isser Cheftza, he just did an Isser Gavra, and the Isser Gavra is not to listen to Chum, to rebel against Chum. He didn't know you're not rebelling. So the Nesivis is not Muskam al Akol, there are many who argue, because it could be that even to Rabbanan, even if he did it accidentally, when I tell my kids not to do something, I mean, don't do it on purpose, and don't do it accidentally either. So that's what the Rabbanan meant also. And not only that, Midr Rabbanan is a Cheftza di Isur, even though Midr Raisa it's Mutter. Like Chelev Akum, that the rabbis asked, Ochlo Eino Dome, Lochel Kodem Kiddush Hayom. Person eats Kodem Kiddush Hayom, that food is not a Cheftza di Surah Durabanan. But Chelev Akum is a Cheftza di Surah Durabanan. Hashem Ken Achila Kodem Kiddush. Nevertheless, so that's, you know, one could argue it's a Cheftza di Surah Durabanan, and that the rabbis meant even Mishoge. Nevertheless, the Iker Svaris Hanasivis is built on the fact that with respect to the Deoraisa perspective, Isurim Shedirabanan are Isurim Hanhagatiim velo Isurim Be'etzem. It's a Hanhoga, but it's not an essential Isur. Okay? So that's very important for us to understand. Isurim Derabanan are not Isurim Be'etzem, rather Isurim and Hanhoga. With that, we can also answer the Kasha of the Marashal. In the Chachos Shlomo on Ksubis Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, Binyan Darvish Eino Roy Midrabanon, is it considered Eino Roy also Midar Raisa, which is discussed in many Sugyas and Shas? We wrote about this in the Kuntres, put out for my son's Bar Mitzvah, Ayin Sham, Simchas Shmuel. In the Gemara on Ksubis, we see that Shchita Shelo Atira is Habasar Ba'achila Midrabanon. Is considered shchita ruuya klapi dinim midaraisa. Yet if a person is mekadesh and isha b'isra anad rabbanan, she's not mekudeshes. So you see that darvish ain't oroy midrabbanan is considered ain't oroy even klapi dinim Torah. So why then do we say that a shchita that isn't matir the baser brachil midrabbanan is considered a shchita klapi dinim daraisa? We see, even though it's not Roy Midarabanan, it's Roy Midaraisa, whereas by Mekadesh Isha B'Surah and Adarabanan, not only is it not considered Roy Midarabanan, it's also not considered Roy Midaraisa. So how are you Miyashev? So the Chiluk is like, based on what we said, that B'dinam Atluyim B'Hanhaga. If it's Talu in your Hanhaga Maisis B'Foal, the way you act, so in our Torah, we do take into account Dinam Midarabanan. Because Sof, the Torah recognizes Dinam Durabanan, the Torah tells us to follow Durabanan. Mashenkin, Bedinam Atzluim Bimuhuta Tzmit Shel Adavar, with the essential nature of this object, and not mitzad, the person's practical behavior, the derabbanan is not mashpia on the daraisa, and therefore le'inyan kiddushin, we require that the woman should get something that shavah pruta b'fa'a. And since midrabbanan, it's aser and b'hano, and there's no shimush b'fa'a, there's no shivui b'fa'a, doesn't have value, she can't use it. She got nothing, even daraisa. She can't use it. I ain't shariot sh'alef yud. So that's why, if you give something to a woman that's not roi derabbanan, so it's not roi deraisa, because l'maisa she can't use it, and that's there it's telling whether you can use it l'maisa. Mashen came when you're discussing a shame shchita. You're right, b'fo'al, it's not matir the baser, but it's still us derabbanan. But mitzad etzem mehuta shchita v'shem shchita, it's considered shchita because it's roi midin Torah. So we don't need that something be roi l'achila b'fo'al, we just need a chalos shem shchita. So as long as it's a good shchita d'oraisa, it's b'seder, even if b'fo'al, you can't eat it. So our chiluk of be'etzem, the mahus, and the b'fo'al, and haga b'fo'al, answers this kasha of the Maharshal. According to this beer, we can be miyashiv another kasha, that the Machane Ephraim was omen on elsewhere. Kinyan mos, simin yud aleph. Person is koinim etalatlim b'mos, and he didn't do Mashiach, the Midoraisa is Kona, Midorabanan is not Kona. Is it considered his Doraisa? Or since the Chomer Mevatel, this Kenyan, it's not considered his, even Doraisa, he brings from the Rambam in Mi'ila, Vav Yud, that a person's notal putam in a hektish. V'kanaba chefetz mi'Israel, a person takes something from hektish, and he buys an object from a Jew, he didn't do Mi'ila. Why didn't he do Me'ila? He didn't do Me'ila because the rabbis were Mevatel this Kenyan. The rabbi said, Mos aren't Kone. So if he's Kone Chefetz from a Jew, there's no Me'ila because the Maisa, he didn't do anything. The rabbis were Mevatel this Kenyan. There's no Me'ila. Because that Mesiris Mos is not effective Midrabanan. We also find the Gabe the Din of Esnan Zona in the Surah Mizbeach Dalad Yud Gimel, that if a person says to his Zona Yisraelis, have beer with me and I'll give you this Tleh, I'll give you this goat, and she didn't do Mishicha, the Tleh is not Aser Mishum Esnan, it's not Aser Mizbeach Mishum Esnan because it's Mechusar Mishicha. So you see that the Kinyan Kesef is not even effective Klape Dinim Doraita. So we see two cases where Kenyan the Kesef is an effective Klapei Dinim D'oraisa. Meidach the Rambam Paskins true mitzvah you that a Kohen who sells his para to a Jew and he takes money even though he didn't do Mashicha yet. The Jew didn't yet do Mashicha. It's usher to give Truma. Why is it usher to give Truma to this animal? When he was owned by the Kohen, the animal could eat Truma. Now he can't eat Truma anymore. So what's the teretz? Teretz is that Din Torah is that Mos Konos. So you see the Midoraisa, we learn that it is a Kenyan. Even though Midorabanan it's not. So you see a steer here. You see two cases where Midoraisa is Midorabanan, it's not considered a Kenyan. And therefore it's also isn't Tofis Midoraisa. And we see here that no. Since, again, you see two cases where Midrabanan, it's not a Kenyan. Even though it's Tofis Midoraisa, it's still no good. Because the rabbis were about to the Kenyan. And yet we see here in Trumas that the Kenyan Doraisa is enough. It's already Aser B'Truma. Even though Midrabanan, he hasn't been made the Kenyan yet. So how do you learn? So there are Achronim, Oneg Yontif Simen Chav, hey, others who explain B'Shita Sarambam that he holds Kedas Bala Maor, that the rabbis weren't mevatel kinyan kesef, they just said that you're allowed to retract. But Peloshen HaRambam, you see that it's not true. As the Achronim prove, he holds like the other Rishonim, like the Ramban and others, that the rabbis were complete mevatel kinyan kesef. So the Yodin wanted to say that Klapa the Din of Me'ila, as long as Chazara is possible, it's not Me'ila, and also like Klapa the Din of Esnan. So there, the fact that Chazara is possible, it means there's no Me'ila, there's no Esnan. Masha'en came when it comes to selling his para with money. So there, the fact that you could be chozer is not enough to be mevatel. Rather, you look at the daraisa and you say, midaraisa, it's sold. And therefore, when the moment he buys the animal, Yisrael, with money, he can't feed it. So that's an arichos of the Oni Gyantif. But anyway, that answer doesn't hold water, because B'loshan HaRambam, it seems that he holds not like that. He holds that the rabbis were mamish mevatel kinyan kesef. So if the rabbis were mamish mevatel kinyan kesef, how do you explain the fact that a Kohen, that he sold his parah to Yisrael, and he takes the money, even without Mashicha, he's not allowed to give it truma? Why? Rabbis were mevatel kinyan kesef. So based on what we said, we can explain beautifully that linyan mi'ila, it's totally bikinyan befoal. Did it go out of the Rishus Hekdesh befoal, or did it not? So since befoal mos are not koneh, practically speaking, it hasn't yet left Rishus Hekdesh. V'chein linyan esnan zona. Since befoal schirus ha-pe'ula, renting her for her services, is not chal amitzle ha-mesuyam, below Mashicha, so without the Mashicha, it's not considered a proper rental, and he can give her something else b'schara. So midaraisa, the tle is not an esnan, because lamaisa, she is still standing and being tovea her schar, and she hasn't yet been paid. She says, I need to be able to use it. I can't use it. There it's totally in the Kinyan Kaspo, which is Bailus Be'etzem, like Lachem and Lulav. So midaraisa, the parah is shaykh to Yisrael after he makes the Kinyan Kesef. So again, you see this Yisod that sometimes it's talui in the Hanhaga befoal, and sometimes Bailus Be'etzem. So that is a big yisod, and Emir Tzeshem B'siyata D'Shmaya, in the next shiur, the concluding shiur of this three-part series, we will hopefully explain how we started the Arba Minim, the Din of Arba Minim, and we'll give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochah to complete the shiur, and Lilmo do the lamed lishma v'lasel kaimis kol rishamot haratzav yahava main be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.